Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the big esports show on this Friday night. And as promised, it is time for some NBA news and notes and plenty of storylines to cover, especially with the Houston Rockets. It is such a pleasure to welcome in tonight Troy Hudson, former NBA player, spent his time in the league with five different teams and over 11 years in the NBA. But most of his professional career was with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Good evening, Troy. It's nice to have you on the show for the first time.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, a number of NBA topics that we want to discuss, but first and foremost, what was your reaction to the firing of Houston Rockets' Kevin McHale?
I mean, it was surprising. To me, I think it's not warranted. It's out of left field. When you have such a great, coach and a player in Kevin McHale, mm-hmm. who led that team to the conference finals last year, to just, fire him after, such few games. To me, I think it's a little more going on than the X's and O's and the W's and losses. So I think there's something else going on in that organization right now.
You know, Troy, yes, 13-16 in the playoffs was Kevin McHale, but I really believe, I agree with you, I think he deserved better than just 11 games going into the 2015 season. And I have to wonder, too, I mean, Troy, do you think a coaching change is going to be a key to making this team win? Because it seems that it is comprised of great individual players, not team players. That was one of the tweets from Magic Johnson earlier this week.
I believe, I think that tweet is definitely 100% true. And I think the players that the Houston Rockets have on their team, I mean, if you look at their two big guns, Harding's a by-himself player, and you never know what you're going to get out of Dwight Howard from game to game.
Right.
So, we know that this is a so-called players' league, but I think coaches sometimes get the raw end of the deal because we're professionals. And if it takes a coaching change for you to start playing hard and start winning, then to me, it's not the coaching; it's the players' attitude and their approach to the game.
Troy, but only 11 games into the season, why did they believe that now was the time for Houston to make this move?
That's a tough call. Like I said, I believe there's something else that's going on in the trenches in Houston that no one really knows about but Kevin McHale and whoever else is involved. But, 11 games into the season, I think he deserved more respect than that and deserved more credit than, firing him after such a short time. I mean, it's one of those things that's probably, the insiders, Magic Johnson and guys like that, probably caught them by surprise as well. I mean, it's just crazy.
Troy, do you have a theory on perhaps why the Rockets, they weren't responding to Kevin McHale? I mean, here is a highly respected coach, has had an illustrious career throughout the NBA.
I played for Kevin McHale in Minnesota.
Okay.
With him as a coach and with him in the front office.
Yeah.
And with him in the front office, he's one of those old Celtic guys. So he will come down and watch our practices and, he'll give his input, on what players should be doing. And we didn't really like that much from him as a front office guy. But then when Flip Saunders got fired and he became the coach, we was like, whoa, this is a totally different guy. As a coach, he lets you play free. He's a total, player's coach. So I don't know why, they might not, be responding to him unless something has changed, over the course of a few months. But I think it's more than basketball. I think it's more than the X's and O's. I think it's more than wins and losses. I think there's something else that's underlying what's going on there.
Former NBA player Troy Hudson is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He spent most of his career with the Minnesota Timberwolves. And as you were talking about, had the opportunity to play for Kevin McHale. And I just have to wonder, when you experience that and a coach is let go in the season, how does that impact you as a player?
It depends on the type of player that you are, because, some guys, and I never understood when guys would be happy and applaud someone losing their job. I mean, to me, I think that's probably one of the most selfish things that you can do as a human being is be happy that someone lost their job. I mean, you have to look in the mirror and say, well, what if it was me that lost my job? So
exactly.
I've been on a couple teams, you know, where we've lost coaches, and you feel sorry for them. Even if you really wasn't a fan of that coach, you just didn't want him to lose his job. You know, so for anybody to apply the fact that someone has lost their job as a player, to me, I think that team is in the world of trouble.
You know, Kevin just comes across, I mean, I've only, you know, spent a little bit of time around him with media, but he just seems like, obviously, such a likable guy, but a player's coach.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those, he's a throwback coach. I mean, he's a throwback player, so of course he's going to be a throwback coach. But at the same time, he understands his players. He listens to what you have to bring to the table. And in my time with him, he was definitely a player's coach. You know, all he wants you to do is play hard. That's it. I mean, he doesn't demand anything from you outside of just playing hard. If you throw the ball in the third row, he don't care as long as it was a effort at trying to get a bucket or play defense. I mean, so I don't understand. To me, the only thing really that's there is someone didn't want to play hard.
Hey, former NBA player Troy Hudson is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We've invited him on tonight to provide some perspective on what went down with the Houston Rockets. So, obviously, this coaching change takes place. What do you think is going to be the first order of business and getting these guys all on the same page? Yes, they were able to come away and squeak out a win, I suppose, against Portland the other night. But what's the first order of business to get them all as whole and as one?
I mean, they can continue to play hard like they did the other night, but usually that happens when a coach gets fired. You know, the team, you know, they call their players only meeting and they get riled up for one or two games, but the truth is going to come out. You know, the proof is in the pudding, and, you know, the cream always rises to the top. And what you're going to see, I believe, is not going to pan out well for them. You know, Bickerstaff is a great coach. You know, he comes from a lineage of coaching.
Correct.
So I think they'll play hard for him, and I know he knows what he's doing. But you know, it's character, and I don't know if they have enough character on that team to get them to where they were last year.
Hey, we're hooping it up with former NBA player Troy Hudson, who's doing an amazing job right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. In fact, he's got a podcast with our producer, Joe George. Can you direct the listeners, Troy, where they can go and check out that podcast online?
Oh, yes. You can go to Facebook/ Nothing But Net Podcast. You can also get the link on Twitter and Instagram. At Nothing But Net Podcast.
Okay, so let's zero in. Let's focus on your former team, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the development of this young roster. Tonight, of course, they're facing the Detroit Pistons. What have you seen? You talk about Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns, Mr. Rookie.
I mean, they compete. They compete every night, and if you watch their games or been paying attention to them, they're in almost every game. And that's all you can really ask from a young team that's, you know, pretty much, you know, you have one rookie that's your leading scorer, your second leading scorer. Then you have the rookie, the second year man, who's your leading scorer.
Yeah.
And you have a bunch of veteran guys that's supporting them. So all you can really say is that, you know, you like the fact that they go out every night and they give Sam Mitchell 101%.
You know, the rookie season for Karl Anthony Towns, and he is one of eight players in the past 30 years to begin his NBA career by tallying at least 15 points and 10 rebounds in his first 10 games. Is this where you thought he would be as we get ready almost to close out the month of November? I mean, he's come on board and made a difference right away.
Yes, I mean, you know, to me, it wasn't a surprise. When the draft came up and we had the number one pick, you know, I made a tweet like, we'll be a fool not to pick Town. You know, he's a big guy, but he's versatile. He can spread the floor, he can pass the basketball, and he's competitive. You know, he had his run-ins with Calipari, you know, as a freshman on that team, but it all came from passion and heart and wanting to win and do the right thing. So, you know, you can translate that to the NBA game and just work with him on other things. But, you know, what he has, the intangibles, and at such a young age, it's going to be a lot of great years for him.
Former Minnesota Timberwolves Troy Hudson has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And my final question for you is, when we think about the Timberwolves, what a tough start to the 2015-16 season as the organization mourned the passing and the death of their head coach in Flip Saunders. I mean, what an incredible legacy he left, a true ambassador for the game of basketball and for the NBA. Would you mind just closing out this segment? Just what did Flip Saunders mean to you personally and professionally?
I mean, personally, you know, he taught me a lot of things, you know, off the court, you know, humility, drive, and, you know, you can get to where you want to be by just being a good person, by being a people's person and respecting others. And, you know, on the court, I mean, he did so much for me. You know, when I first got to Minnesota, you know, he made me comfortable. I remember in preseason, you know, he pulled me aside and said, "Where's Troy Hudson?" And I'm like, "Huh? I mean, what do you mean?" I wasn't turning the ball over.
Yeah.
I thought I was playing pretty well.
Yeah.
He was like, "Where's Troy Hudson?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "First of all, be yourself. You know, I know you like to score the ball. You be yourself, and then we'll follow you." And, you know, he made me comfortable. And as a player, you always want a coach to tell you to be yourself, and we'll adjust to you. So, I mean, he did so much for me that year. And as you can see, the results were outstanding for me.
Former Minnesota Timberwolves Troy Hudson has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Such an honor to have you on our program for the very first time. And I promise, Troy, we got to have you back again. You're a great guest.
Hey, no problem. I'll be ready.
Thank you so much. Much more straight ahead right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter @ERadioSports, and we will be right back.